Welcome to an eye-opening look at transformation in action, a Toilarc Solutions case study that's reshaping how financial services leaders think about growth.
Indeed.
You know, I just came across some details on this Toilarc case, and honestly, one number just jumped out at me.
Oh, yeah. Which one?
Employee attrition. It dropped by 90%. 90 in 2 years.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, seriously, are numbers like that even? Are they actually achievable in our industry? 90%.
It does sound pretty wild, doesn't it?
Mm.
But yeah, I've been digging into this one myself. It's real. A 90% reduction.
Yeah.
Think of the savings. Millions. Just in replacement costs alone. It's genuinely astounding.
Astounding, right? My first reaction was, okay, this sounds almost too good. Especially, you know, when I think about the headaches we're facing right now.
Mm.
Well, client satisfaction has been dipping, and that puts revenue directly at risk, as you know. And our technical teams, gosh, they're drowning in technical debt, just struggling to innovate. We actually tried something sort of in this area at my last place. It fizzled out pretty quick, to be honest.
Yeah, that sounds familiar. It mirrors a lot of our own internal pain points, doesn't it?
Mm-hmm.
And then you add the budget constraints on top of that. It just creates this awful cycle, right? Overwork happens, good people leave, just like they apparently were seeing before this big shift.
Exactly.
And don't get me started on the performance metrics. They're all over the place, totally disconnected. How can you have accountability? My sales team, I swear, they waste hours tackling the same issue because nobody knows who owns what. It's just fundamentally broken sometimes.
Okay, all right. So how did Toilarc actually pull this off then? A 90% attrition drop. That doesn't just happen by accident. What was the secret sauce? Because we hear agile this, OKRs that all the time. But honestly, for every success story, you see a dozen places where it just adds red tape. How did they avoid that?
That's fair skepticism. A lot of companies do stumble there. The key difference from what I can see wasn't just using the frameworks. It was how deeply they connected everything. So first, leadership really drove customer-centric agile. And I mean, really, key stakeholders, sales heads, risk people, customer service leads, they were actually in the agile sprints in the planning sessions.
Oh, okay. So embedded directly.
Directly. Getting that real-time feedback constantly. It prevented things going off track before they became big problems. Built a genuine customer focus.
Right.
And crucially, they managed to get more investment. But they did it by clearly linking, say, expanding a team to hitting specific retention and NPS goals.
NPS, Net Promoter Score.
Right. Exactly. Showed a hard ROI. Then they focused on transparency in hiring, building really diverse teams across development, product, analytics. And here's what I think was the real game changer. They pulled all their scattered metrics into one single OKR framework, objectives and key results.
Okay.
But it wasn't just setting goals. It was about tying every team's daily work, every single task, directly back to those big business objectives, relentlessly. That connection, it built this incredible sense of shared purpose. And finally, they gave everyone a dashboard. Simple, intuitive. You could see how your daily work actually moved the needle on the big outcomes, made progress visible, accountability too.
That does sound more integrated than usual, but still. A 90% attrition drop, 70% NPS increase. Are we sure these aren't just, you know, honeymoon numbers? Is this a real sustainable change? And what about those other stats? 40% developer productivity boost, 20% faster delivery. Is it truly a results-oriented culture now or just, well, a shiny report?
That's always the question, isn't it? Is it real? But what makes me think it is sustainable is the fundamental nature of the changes. It's not surface level. Unifying those OKRs, creating that clear line of sight from tasks to goals that's baked into how they operate now, it's systemic.
Mm.
And look, it's not just this one instance for Toilarc. They've had similar wins elsewhere. Things like AML automation.
IIMOL? Right?
Yeah, freeing up huge amounts of analyst time, saving millions. Or upgrading the client experience, cut churn 12%, boosted NPS another 12%, and scaled rep capacity 10 times. Our board would absolutely flip if we can post numbers like that.
Slight chuckle.
No kidding.
Plus, their IT strategy stuff, data harmonization, aligning financial systems, consolidating apps, those aren't quick fixes.
Mm-hmm.
That's deep structural change. It suggests this is the real deal, not just smoke and mirrors.
You know, hearing it laid out like that, it is incredibly compelling. Makes you think, my mind's already spinning on how some of this might apply for us. This definitely warrants a closer look. Absolutely.
Yeah.
And it seems pretty clear that Jake Cotillard.
Cotillard.
Yeah, Cotillard. At Toilarc Solutions, he really gets this space, not just the concepts, but actually making it work on the ground. You know, for anyone listening who might be facing similar challenges, if you're ready to think about driving growth, They have a ready-to-drive growth form at the bottom of their page. Might be worth checking out.
Good to know. Definitely worth considering.
Yeah.